your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years.
Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me online at jthurbershow.com or check out social media, Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, J. Thurber Show. Smooth, relax, get easy is coming up next on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. This is the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network.
In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm.
Goodbye.
As the
goodbye.
Sun from up
goodbye. Goodbye. Bring.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
It seems strange to me the way the waves obey.
lost them to eternity. I wonder why it is that you are here with me. I wonder why it is the sea's so calm tonight. The sands are ghostly white. Beneath the moon, it seems strange to me to stand in endless race and know that in this place I'm held within its timeless sway. I wonder why it is that you are here. It's mystery, it's strangely haunting me on this great shore. I don't know what can teach, but I can feel tonight the sky above, the sea below, and you, my love. Tonight the world is mine, but only
Garfunkel with Kenny Rankin there on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I wonder why. I wonder why I sounded so funny coming in on that segment there. But anyhow, started this show off with, what did we start this show off with? The computers are all screwy around here, and that's how it works anymore. Because, well, I am screwy. But anyhow, Lex de Azevedo, if the love fits, wear it. And that sounds like an insult, but how are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to another week of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Good to be with you. And now we celebrate the holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate because you didn't know that they were there, and neither did I. So now I am telling you. Starting with May 2nd, 2 days that you can celebrate here are World Tuna Day and National Truffle Day. Now, truffle could refer to a mushroom, but in this case it refers to the chocolate confection. So have a tuna sandwich or a tuna melt and a chocolate confection afterward. I would recommend eating them together. May 3rd, National Two Different Colored Shoes Day. So make sure you wear two different colored shoes. I don't know why you would do that, but if you're feeling playful or you want people to point it out, just go ahead and do that. May 4th, of course, is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you and all that jazz, and also with you. And it's also National Orange Juice Day. So that's good. Drink a glass to Yoda there. Let's see, May 5th is Cinco de Mayo, of course, and it's National Hoagie Day. Now, that's quite unusual. Maybe you could have a taco hoagie or something. May 6th is National Nurses Day, kicking off National Nurses Week. A big heartfelt thank you to all those who do that. May 7th is National Tourism Day. Time to dream up your next getaway. And May 8th is National Coconut Cream Pie Day. Not one of my favorites. Speaking of May, here are some weekly observances to keep on your radar. National Small Business Week, National Teacher Appreciation Week, National Pet Week, and the aforementioned Nurses Week, and it's also Public Service Recognition Week. So do some PSAs while you're at it. Finally, here are a few month-long celebrations happening all throughout the month. It's National Mental Health Awareness Month. It's also National Barbecue Month, National Salad Month, National Photography Month, Older Americans Month, National Foster Care Month, National Bike Month, Jewish American Heritage Month, and Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So there are all kinds of things you need to celebrate in the month of May. Here's Paul Marriott, One-on-One. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
weather is warmer, the daylight is longer, and we have the perfect soundtrack for it here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy, rather odd rendition of Walk On by Enoch Light there. Before that, Bert Kempfert and Steppin' Pretty, Baja Marimba Band, Flying High. The Johnny Arthie Orchestra did Jennifer Juniper, the old Donovan tune, and Paul Marriott with One On One. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline Russia. Yes, this is a very interesting story here. An 80-year-old woman survives a 6-story fall, apparently. So we start with this incredible story of survival in, I can't even say this, Yekaterinburg, Russia. That's the best guess I can give you. An 80-year-old woman was cleaning her apartment windows when she lost her balance and fell 6 stories down. Miraculously, she landed on the roof of a parked car, cushioning her fall. Even more unbelievable, she managed to climb down and walk away with just minor injuries. Security cameras caught the whole thing, and the footage has since gone viral. Doctors credit her survival to the car's soft roof. That seems oxymoronic, and locals are calling her a real-life miracle. Okay, well, that's very interesting. And now it's time for the world's first robot half marathon. That's over in Beijing. Robots tried to show off their athletic skills in the world's very first humanoid robot half marathon. About 30 robots lined up at the starting line, but it turns out that running a half marathon is a little tougher than programming a sprint. Most of the robots either fell over, powered down, or wandered off course before finishing. That's great. Organizers say the event was more about testing endurance and finding areas for improvement. And after watching the wobbling, tumbling participants, it's clear that the future of robot athletics still has some fine-tuning to do, okay? So they can't help humans with that feat anyway. Finally, in Manistee County, Michigan, a man is being called a walking miracle after surviving a cardiac arrest. Dwayne Speaks collapsed at home earlier this year, but thanks to quick CPR from his wife, Susan, and a paramedic who happened to be nearby, he received life-saving shocks from a defibrillator not once, but 15 times. Speaks recently reunited with his rescuers for the first time. I hope he was with his wife more than that. And the meeting was emotional for everyone involved. His story is a powerful reminder of the importance of fast action and community care. Something we seem to be lacking these days, unfortunately. Here's Phil Badgley, If You Leave Me Now. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Sound Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Dionne Warwick on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Deja Vu. Actually, that was written a long time ago, 1979 to be exact, by Isaac Hayes. Yes, Isaac Hayes wrote that with lyricist Adrian Anderson and recorded by Dionne Warwick for her album, which was called Dionne, and it was produced by Barry Manilow. So that's kind of an all-star performance. She actually won a Grammy Award for the Best Female R&B Vocal Performance for that tune on the 22nd Grammy Awards. So that's pretty good. We heard Ronnie Aldridge's version before that, which sounded a lot like the original, just instrumental. And then we had Bill Badgley, If You Leave Me Now. I'm going to take a minute and explain something here. For the news segment and the holidays of the day, I used AI for the first time to look up all that information. Boy, that's a time saver. But one thing you will never hear on this program is AI voices or AI programmed music. I do that all myself. Here's Psalm Fear and the Lonely Shepherd.
Springtime means beautiful skies, beautiful blooms, and beautiful music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and easy with Harold Winkler there. I'm leaving it all up to you. I'm just going to leave now and you can handle it, right? Before that, Neil Richardson and his singers with Too Much Heaven, John Fox, I Got a Name, Frank Chaxfield with It's the Right Time of the Night, Zamfir and the Lonely Shepherd started that set off here on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Eric O'Brien, who is...
I am slowly going.
And you can sing it all over again and again and again, and just keeps going like the song that doesn't end. Here's Jeff Eels and Put Your Head on My Shoulder, SRE.
Thank you.
takes us up to the top of the hour with the theme from Peter Gunn. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Is a production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Longer than I thought it was. Anyhow, Crystal Gale with Half the Way on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. You're in hour number two. Started this hour off with Lex de Azevedo and Key Largo. How are you? I am doing okay today, but it's now time for... It is now time for... Traveling off the road or something like that, or off the beaten path or something. Well, I haven't decided what I'm calling this segment yet. I've done, 15 of these or so. And, let's talk about the state of Texas today. Things that you can see in the state of Texas. All my exes live in Texas, and that is actually true. Number one, Amarillo, Texas, Cadillac Ranch. It's the iconic Cadillac Ranch in Amarillo. It's an art installation featuring 10 vintage Cadillacs buried nose first in Texas soil. Visitors are encouraged to bring spray paint and add their own artistic flair to these classic cars, making it a constantly evolving canvas, meaning your artwork will probably be known for about 10 minutes before it's covered up again. That's pretty cool. Number two, Stonehenge 2. Of course, Stonehenge 1 is in England, but Stonehenge 2 is in Ingram, Texas, but it's a replica of England's ancient monument, but that's not all. This version also boasts two towering Easter Island Moai statues. It's a whimsical fusion of world wonders right in the heart of Texas hill country. Number three,